Welcome to the 23rd episode of the NaNaRedo experience. This time I got no questions. Nobody on the internet asked me any questions after the last video. The 22nd episode was the 100% advance and how I work with that and how that works, etc. This time I decided to talk about how I do social media and how I work on the blog, etc. So a lot of brands, for example, especially when they're working for the first time with a blogger or trying to work with a blogger for the first time, don't really know how to go about what to ask for. Sometimes brands come and ask me for just standalone one update on Instagram, how much do you charge? One update on Twitter, how much do you charge? I don't think that's a very good way of doing digital marketing. It's just an update. Updates are, they're ephemeral. They're there and then they're gone. I always tell brands who write to me and say that, listen, I get what your requirement is. You just want a tweet. You just want one social media update. But that's not the ideal way to do it. I mean, I do have rates because there's so many brands who ask for that. But ideally, what I try to do is, I say, let me do a blog feature. And then that blog feature can be supported by social media updates. So generally in one blog feature, what I can do is I'll have, again, that content is mine in the sense that I have to be there to make that content. It needs to be, if it's an event, I'm there at the event. I shoot it. I do the photography. And I write about my experience. Or if it's clothes, my experience of how I wore them, what the quality is, or if it's a gadget. So the photos are mine. I do not publish press releases because then what angle are you adding? What part of you are you adding to the brand story there? Then it's just copy paste. And you're not a blogger by any means. So the content, even if it is four lines, is my take on the event or on the device or on, the fashion that is, or the clothes, etc. And then I publish that on my blog. When I'm usually there, when I'm doing the shoot, then I post 2 to 3 live updates from the venue. And these updates for me and for my audience that finds me is usually more relevant on Instagram, Twitter, and my Facebook business page. One update also goes to Google Plus, but again, I've got a lot of followers there. There are a lot of people who come and comment on my posts, but it's like the Orkut. So most of the comments are not relevant. Most of the comments are from an audience that is not really relevant. So my main three social media channels are, of course, my blog, which is the priority, followed by Instagram, which has now become, I have more followers on Instagram than I have on Twitter. And of course, Twitter is the third, and fourth is my Facebook business page. So once those, for example, I do a blog post with about 8-10 photographs, sometimes 20 to 30 photographs. Sometimes I've even done 100 photographs. So then what I do is that I schedule social media updates that link back to that blog post. With every update, I send out one photo from that blog post. Ideally, I try to caption each update differently so that it's not just the stock title of the blog post. And I do one update every day after the blog post has gone out. So there are 2 to 3 updates I do on the day when I'm shooting the feature, or if I'm shooting an event, or I'm getting myself photographed for a feature, then I do updates that day. And then I do updates one per day after the blog post is published, which my audience can come back and look at the blog post. Sometimes these updates go on for, a month, that's 30 days, or 60 days. If there's 60 photographs, that's 60 days. And one update every day on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook business page. I also do throwback updates, hashtag throwback, every 30 days after the blog post, 60 days after the blog post, 90 days after the blog post, 180 days, and 365 days. I think it's a nice way to bring up older stories that you did a year ago, to remind your audience that this is what you had done. Someone who's just started following you on these social networks might not have seen that story. instead of bombarding them every day with something like that, if you blog regularly, you will have throwback updates frequently on your timeline as well. The biggest problem I face is that on Instagram, I have a really good following. People like my content. I try to mix it up with fashion and travel and lifestyle and daily selfie or something like that. But there's no way to get people to come back to your blog and look at it. I know a lot of people, a lot of bloggers, what they do is in their bio, they'll add a link, and when they post from that story, they say link in bio. But I don't think there are many people who actually go to your bio and click on that link. So that's one problem. Instagram doesn't allow URLs. But it's a nice way to engage with people. And I can always put it in brackets and say, hey, the entire story from where this photograph is available on the blog. So please go and check that out. Sometimes I have really simple URLs. For example, the Made in India features that I do, they can all be found on one page on my blog, which is naina.co/made in India. So if you want to see the latest story, and if I am posting photos from the latest story, then I just say, hey, this is also on the blog, naina.co/made in India. So it's pretty simple. It's not complicated. So someone doesn't even need to like memorize it or try to copy it or go to the desktop app and then try to go and visit the blog. And Twitter, of course, I do get a bunch of clicks every time there is an update or if I share a story. Usually there is more engagement when it's a good photograph. So I try to share good visuals only. Sometimes a blog post might have 20 photographs, but I consider only 10 of them are like decent photographs. So I will only share those photographs as an update. So that's how I kind of try to do my contracts or try to do a gig for a client where I say that, hey, the blog post can be done and that can be supported with social media updates. Just doing one social media update and saying hashtag brand partner, I don't think that has as much impact as doing a blog story and declaring there, providing a disclosure and saying, hey, this was for a client. And it's just not the same. Another thing I wanted to talk about was what to post on social media. I recall the early days of when I signed up on Twitter. I was one of the first people to sign up on Twitter. Nobody really knew what they were doing. Everyone knew that they had hit upon something which was awesome, but no one really knew what it was that they were talking about, what should they post about, what they shouldn't post about. I joined from India, but most of the people on Twitter in those days were from Palo Alto, and most of them knew each other because it was a tight-knit group. Most of them were people who worked at Twitter or their friends. So they would post things like, hey, I'm going out for a coffee, who's around, let's go out. And I was in Bombay that time, and I used to be like, what, I can't go out for a coffee with you guys, like what's going on, what am I supposed to do? There weren't many Indians on Twitter at that time. Even if they were, they weren't really using it. Most of the updates in those early days, if you go back to my tweets in 2006, and I haven't deleted any of those tweets, were more personal about this is what I'm doing right now, I'm going here, what's up with you. There was more engagement, there were more at mentions instead of just updates. Over a period of time, that evolved, and it became work. I started getting paid for blogging, for making social media updates, etc. In the middle, what happened was most of what I was doing turned out to be just work related. So the engagement and the personal angle was missing. Now I think I've found a balance where I sometimes have a conversation, engage with people I follow, engage with people who follow my timeline. And I try to keep a balance between work related scheduled social media updates, because again, not all of these are paid, but there are stories that I do on the blog based on what's the latest thing that I did. I went to the Dastkar design fair, so I went and photographed that. I wrote about that, so I'm sharing that with people on Twitter. I went to Dilli Haat and I liked a particular booth which had camel leather bags. Someone actually went and bought one of those bags after they saw my tweets. So that's always nice, and then someone shares a photo and said, hey, you shared it and see, I bought this bag. That feels really, really good. And I also do personal stuff where I'll sometimes rant about things that are that bother me professionally, some things that I want to discuss, like how the blogging industry works in India, how my photography is going, what is the latest assignment, what is the next thing that I'm planning for. So the next thing that I'm doing right now, I'm planning for, in fact, I'm just supposed to be packing right now, is I'm visiting the JW Marriott Walnut Grove and Spa property at Missouri. And I will be blogging about the property and my experience there. So I'm looking forward to that. So I have been talking about that on Twitter. See, on Twitter, it's just talking. You don't really need to have a photograph to support it, which is a problem on Instagram. Because just putting a blank thing and, you know, writing text on it is not the same as having an image. So I have been talking about that and how I should be packing and I'm not packing and what should I pack and what's the weather in Missouri. So that's a nice, I am excited about it. And I do want people to know that I'm going there, and it's you know, for the property also, for their PR also, they're happy that I'm talking about it. So it works, and it should be like real life. Like if I went and met friends right now, they would be like, "Achha, what are you doing tomorrow? Let's hang out." And I'd be like, "No, dude, I got to pack." So that same kind of flow stays on Twitter as well. So my most, I really, really enjoy Twitter. So that's one of the, you know, my, you know, people I engage with. I enjoy conversations. People post some really amazing stuff. Facebook is not the same. Facebook is more personal. Everyone has their wedding photos, baby's photos, where they're traveling, things like that, which is not really, I mean, it's nice to stay in touch and you know what your acquaintances are doing, because I really don't keep track of what my friends are doing on Facebook. Those people I just WhatsApp or I call them up or we meet, etc. So you kind of know what's going on. So that's cool, but Facebook, I don't really update that often, at least on my personal page. My business page again gets all those scheduled posts, etc. So I think it's important to do, especially from a brand's point of view and even a blogger's point of view, you need to do an overall thing. You can't just say, oh, I updated it on Twitter and that's it, or I post on Instagram, that's it. But you have to find a way. There are a lot of people who are starting social media now and they're only on Instagram, so they're Instagrammers, but they don't have a blog. I think someone, you know, for example, like me, I'm not on Snapchat, for example, and a lot of people are like, oh, how can you not be on Snapchat? I think that's fine as long as I have my main thing is my blog. As long as I have that, supporting it with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook business page, that's cool. It doesn't take a lot of work to do that. I think if I did not have a blog, I would have probably more trouble keeping all these things updated and in sync. Now what happens is, because I know that my blog is my priority, everything else just kind of links to it. So yeah, I have no plans of getting onto Snapchat. Initially when it launched, I had no idea what the hell it was or how to even make it work. I have younger friends who do use it and who have tried to tutor me on how to use it, and I'm like, dude, I can barely handle the blog, and there's so many things happening on a daily basis that I want to go and cover and I want to blog about. You know, it's not always paid, it's not always client work. So usi mein itna time nikal jata hai that you're like, oh god, ab Snapchat bhi karna padega. And I've tried periscoping also, and that's fine. I mean, I think there's a time and a place, and there are some brands, for example, who will say, oh, please periscope for us or do something like that. Or if it's a live interview someone's doing, there's a particular use case for that. I think even for Snapchat, there is a particular use case, especially if you have a younger audience. Twitter, I think, is for a more mature audience. Instagram is more for a very visual audience, people who really like looking at good pictures, good photographs. So you need to find a balance. I'm not saying you need to have a blog or that you need to be on all these platforms. Like, I know most of the bloggers in India, especially the fashion ones, have a very popular Instagram profile, but they don't have a good following on Twitter. Then there are people who've been on Twitter and who have a good following on Twitter, but aren't even there on Instagram. So you need to find out what works best for you. And I think brands need to look at people who have a overall wholesome profile to present, so that they can take advantage of being presented on all those platforms. It doesn't need to, you don't need, not everyone has 100,000 followers, and you don't need to engage only with people who have 100,000 followers, especially in a market like India. God only knows how many of those followers are fake. So you need to figure out, follow a blogger for a while on social media, see what they do, look at the quality of work that they post, and then figure out if that fits with what you have in mind for your brand or for your campaign, etc. So yeah, that's the 23rd episode of the Nenarido Experience. I wanted to talk about social media and how I use it and the kind of stories that I prefer doing with brands, etc. Just to give you an idea of how my brain works and how I think and what I think is most advantageous for a brand and for the kind of work that I do. And see you next week. Bye.